Weather. The state of the atmosphere to the degree that it is hot or cold, wet or dry, calm or stormy, clear or cloudy. From an anthropocentric perspective, weather is something which all humans in the world constantly experience through their senses, at least while outside. Therefore, weather is something about which humans often communicate. Whatever signifies the firmament, a radio drama in several parts, featuring the voices of Mireia Luceo, Abby Banks, Walter McClements, Ian Page, and Lisa Ugert. Written, scored, and mixed by Anna Yaleggio for Wave Farm and Kunst Radio. Working residence in Sequoia National Park through the kind assistance of the University of California, and at Lake Tahoe through the kind assistance of the Ferguson family. This play takes its cues from classic radio narrative, the possible effects of transmission on storytelling, the cyclical nature of weather itself, and rampant, though affectionate, anthropomorphic presumptions. Let's now explore the moment where weather stops being weather and becomes climate, when the pattern becomes a unit of description. Won't you join us in this very factual seascape?
On June 13th, 2006, drifting weather buoy 26028 ended its long-term data collection of the sea surface temperature after transmitting for 10 years, 4 months, and 16 days.
That's the longest known data collection time for any drifting buoy.
That's too long. You could lose your edge and get biased.
Ha! I know what you mean. I definitely used to think the same way on occasion in my freelance days. But you're no drifting buoy.
Correct. I am static. I take notes on one area and tend to be very persistent.
Well, my note-taking has smaller scope, but the views are pretty grand. It was kind of like you wake up and just freak out because 10 years have gone by.
Freaking out once in 10 years is not really that much freaking out. Freaking out at the peak of every lunar cycle would be different. You'd know where you were at. Are they gonna give you a medal or anything?
I don't think so. It was just a job. It's kind of like the Viking probe. Some people think that it's carrying super basic information out into the stars. Not enough to be really known by just a little Beethoven, a little Elvis, and a little tidy heterosexual kiss. Anyway, have you ever met any real hippies?
Not really. North Atlantic doesn't really get much tourist travel.
Well, they were kind of a helpful great role model for me. You just take a job that suits you all right, provides for your basic needs, and all that, even if you don't really identify with the basic premise. You float on top, you try to see something of the world, like a couple of great sunrises or something, and you personalize the experience.
I find that a little bit sad. I put my entire self into my notes. My view is small in scope, but it's mine. And it's all filed under my own personal identification tag, station 44005, Gulf of Maine, 78 nautical miles east of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, operated by the National Data Buoy Center.
I saw the Canary Islands in the fog. I saw the gorillas in the mist. I recorded minutiae of moisture and wind and movement. I watched climate swing over to the left like a big church bell.
Weather usually refers to day-to-day temperature and precipitation activity, whereas climate is the term for the statistics of atmospheric conditions over longer periods of time. I try to stay grounded in day-to-day field notation. Let's use sensible descriptions. No emotional fringe group mistakes.
At first, it was only a slight rise, but then it took off like a hockey puck. The jet stream is a complex creature.
Jet streams are fast flowing, narrow air currents found in the atmosphere of some planets, including Earth. After the 1883 eruption of the Krakatoa volcano, weather watchers tracked and mapped the effects on the sky over several years. They labeled the phenomenon the equatorial smoke screen. In the 1920s, a Japanese meteorologist detected what would be called the jet stream from a site near Mount Fuji. He tracked balloons as they rose into the atmosphere. For the most part, his work went unnoticed outside Japan because it was published in Esperanto.
Meteo miscomprenata!
19 reports were published between 1926 and 1944, all of them written in Esperanto, in an attempt to reach an unresponsive foreign audience.
Kiotatica!
This research on the jet stream enabled Japan to attack North America during World War II with incendiary bombs carried by stratospheric balloons, which were dropped by a timer mechanism onto American forests. 9,000 paper balloon bombs, called Fugo, were unleashed between November 1944 and April 1945. However, the wind calculations were wrong.
I am a desolate complex creature! Chiami marchands a la combatto de mia propre tambour!
Instead of taking 65 hours to reach the U.S. from Japan, it took 96 hours on average. So most of the balloons fell harmlessly into the Pacific Ocean instead of on the American mainland. The few that did fall on the land took their place in a canon dealing mostly with UFO encounters, which is entirely a different sort of weather.
That had nothing to do with me, really. My particular gripe is with men who wear shorts around, yes, I know them.
Well, the jet stream never stays long. We can only assume from its fluent Esperanto that it is familiar with the seminal work on its own essential nature. However, there is always the possibility that the jet stream prefers lighter reading. Let's return to the weather buoys.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. I saw what I saw.
Weather plus time equals climate. Anecdotal evidence is just that, anecdotal. It takes 19 years to get an accurate sea level reading. You should know all of this stuff.
A whopper is coming. I know it. And anyway, our whole existence is the local, animated.
How did you get that job posting anyway, you shameless dreamer?
Gorillas in the mist. An impressiveness of things that pass and pass and pass and keep on and keep on and keep on coming.
Fog and vicinity. freezing fog in vicinity, shallow fog in vicinity, partial fog in vicinity, patches of fog in vicinity, showers in vicinity, fog, light freezing fog, heavy freezing fog. Rain showers, light rain showers, light rain and breezy, heavy rain showers in vicinity, light showers rain, heavy showers rain, showers rain, showers rain in vicinity, rain showers in vicinity with fog mist, misty eyed man in the fog. Funnel cloud in vicinity, tornado, waterspout, run.
Dear listener, have you ever heard atoms talking to each other? Have you ever heard atoms talking to you?
Nature is made up of atoms. Atoms have consciousness.
Atoms know everything. Because they're always looking at you.
The weather is getting worse and worse.
Natural phenomena is the movement of atoms.
Humans think vaguely that atoms have no consciousness.
Which is a big mistake, as humans are made up of atoms. Humans are part of nature.
Which is made up of atoms.
Extreme weather patterns in order to communicate.
The long and the short of it is, abnormal weather means that atoms are getting angry.
Humans have come to think that they're the greatest in the universe. They forget what they're made of.
Therefore, atoms get angry, and weather gets abnormal.
Science has defined an arbitrary theory that abnormal weather is caused by the increase of carbon dioxide.
That could be true,
but carbon dioxide is also made of atoms.
Anyway, we atoms will keep warning with further extreme weather until humans get the drift.
And wind, clouds, thunder, volcano, etc. also have conscious minds, because they are made from atoms.
Which are pissed.
Pretty much a carbon copy of yesterday. Sunny, no rain across the region.
Would you say that things have changed?
Hell yes, my maple trees are marching north to Canada.
The beetles have been eating me alive, and this is something that was pretty annoying already. Never mind 7 years of drought.
The skiing is much better this year. There are a lot of French people, for example.
Well, we've always grown almonds here. It's a shame that they're getting a bad rap in the papers. Almonds are just doing their job too, but I tend to use less non-dairy creamer when it's hot out. I have noticed that.
The Raisin Cartel has been selling you people last year's raisins. It's a crime what Big Raisin gets away with. There's no oversight.
Raisins don't go bad, so what's the fuss?
It just wasn't a good year for raisins.
Raisins like a dry heat.
My maple trees packed up and left. The frost was just too wimpy.
I never walk. It's just too dangerous.
You wouldn't know dangerous. I don't have enough blubber to hardly get anything done. Cod don't like warm water, and I have to go much further than I budgeted.
We like it! It's the right conditions to colonize a new sidewalk!
looked down, but the islands that had always been there were gone. She fell from the sky eventually, like a small stone.
Snow fog mist, snow fog, light snow fog, heavy snow fog, snow showers fog, light snow showers fog, heavy showers snow fog, snow showers in vicinity fog or mist, low drifting snow, blowing snow, snow low drifting snow, snow blowing snow, light snow blowing snow fog mist, heavy snow low drifting snow, heavy snow blowing snow. Thunderstorm snow, light thunderstorm snow, heavy thunderstorm now. Snow grains, light snow grains, heavy snow grains, historic snow grains, heavy blowing snow in the vicinity, blowing, blowing, going, gone.
The likeness of the firmament above the heads of the living creatures was like the color of an awesome crystal stretched out over their heads. That was me, the firmament.
Or whatever signifies the firmament.
And in the morning I said, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how it is. You can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. Now, in the meantime, the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. From the chamber of the south came the whirlwind, and cold from the scattering winds of the north. I commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. Then there was the sound of abundance of rain. The clouds poured out water. The sky sent out sound.
Your arrows also flashed them out.
Then the sky receded like a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. The American Southwest has many avatars in these times of drought. Four of these are gathered on the edge of a human settlement in between what we call Arizona and what you call California. It's a strange group: the Dust Devil, the Tumbleweed, the Cloud Seed, and the Municipal Palm Tree. Sitting in a row, elemental spirits of the desert discussing what kind of influence they might be able to wield. For those of you who don't live in the suburban tropics, a municipal palm tree is a palm tree with institutional support. Cities plant palm trees to provide a certain look, but palm trees require a lot more care and maintenance than one might think, and a surprising amount of water.
Wait, do you all believe that we can command the weather with our minds?
I do it all the time. Cloud seeding. It's pretty effective.
Oh yeah, heard about that.
That was the tumbleweed there, Salsola tragus, a spiky annual plant that breaks off at the stem base when it dies, and forms a tumbleweed, dispersing its seeds as the wind rolls along. It likely arrived in the United States in shipments of flax seeds to South Dakota, perhaps about 1870. It is now a noxious weed throughout North America, dominating disturbed habitats such as roadsides, cultivated fields, eroded slopes, and arid regions with sparse vegetation. Suburban development and large freeways have been especially helpful to old Salsola tragus. But who's this next to the tumbleweed? Why, it's a dust devil, a small whirlwind carrying sand and sediment across the plains.
Now, only the firmament can ban the weather, big time if it wants. But we can ask the firmament for what we want, and then we get it, so that's pretty much like us commanding the weather ourselves.
I've noticed that asking the firmament for anything is kind of confusing. It makes me feel better, but I'm not sure that there's a real correlation between asking and something happening that I asked for. Like my neighbor, who says that he asked the firmament for a new toaster, and then he found one at a yard sale. I don't know about that.
Anecdote is a major building block of faith, you know?
And that there's cloud seed, also known as silver iodide, potassium iodide, and solid carbon dioxide. It's a form of weather modification which disperses substances into the air that modify cloud condensation. The usual intent is to increase precipitation, like rain or snow. This work is about the control of weather for human gain by any means. For example, a different chemical compound could drive rain away, as in the Beijing Olympics.
We cloud seeds pray for clear weather and hot climate so we could do our thing. But this one time, one day after weeks of ceaseless labor, we all got was a little bitty sprinkle. Nothing to write home to Sister Sue about. Not enough to swallow you pork rinds with.
My husbands and wives and I all prayed for hard winds and heavy traffic on Route 66. Bam! We got it. My genetic material all over the place. We tumbleweeds will get into your gated community one way or another.
I prayed for rain. I'm just a dry, blackened stump next to a gas station.
Oh, come on. How long does it take for a palm tree to naturalize already? You have this expat complex thing going on all the time. You're not a glamorous German actress, you know. Even if you do tend to live in fancy desert resort communities.
I don't know. If I die when people stop helping me, doesn't it mean I don't belong? I think I'm supposed to grow where there's groundwater.
Well, I never pray for rain. Dust devils form as a swirling updraft under sunny conditions during fair weather. So I hate that refreshing spring mud gumbo.
I hear that gums up my game. Tumbleweed's gotta stay dry as a bone.
It would be best if natural rainfall would just take a backseat to progress. With my calm hands on the wheel, it will precipitate only when we want. No way, rain.
Yeah.
That is eternal job security for Cloutseed right there.
Amen.
That's horrible. When you prayed for no rain, was this taking into account your neighbor or just you?
Cloutseeding. French signs for tinfoil hatters to hate on no more. Trust me. It's way bigger than you think.
Right, right on. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Always had this sneaking feeling that terrible signs could one day happen right in front of us, and we would miss them due to our preconceived notions of what they would look like.
Did somebody say terrible signs?
It's true, Dust Devil. You've gotten some excellent press as a symbol. Hunt! By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way. I believe that's Exodus.
Old Testament, huh? Two can play at that game. Because the ground was parched, for there was no rain in the land, and there I was. In the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes.
Let's find out just how many of us are really severe weather enthusiasts. One time in England, a housewife walked out into the garden only to be pelted by mid-sized fish falling out of the sky. Not to mention the great molasses flood.
Now, I've taken a bit of a mauling in this debate, but I won't be satirized by the likes of you, you total nerd.
Do you want power over something? Be more
more nearly real than it.
Yeah, let's have some data that science has excluded.
Yeah!
Well, in 1999, while I was living in a very old house, a tornado outbreak swept through the state. Radio let us know a twister was coming. Discovered that the lid of the storm cellar was covered with heavy objects, so we went out to the kitchen. I began tossing plates and silverware out the window so they wouldn't become nettling projectiles. Outside was a huge green swirling ball full of lightning rolling into our yard. We realized there wasn't hope of getting through it safely. Came right back down behind us and removed all the ancient oaks lining the street, the fire hydrant, the utility poles. Dozens of other homes were destroyed. We could see a mile across town where before we only had a view of roofs. Some trees burst and turned out to contain an arsenal of Civil War weapons and uniforms that had been stuffed into hollow cavities. We've been watching the weather since then, and whenever radar shows danger coming at us, we command it away. Storm after storm splitting, each side going around our house.
This program brought to you by Century Day and Night Spa. If genius is indeed 99% sweat, then all of the world's weather problems could easily be solved during an afternoon visit to Century Day and Night Spa. In true luxury spa fashion, it encourages sweaty sessions inside 16 different ecosystems. A separate ice room, add some cold therapy to the mix, but try our community nap area with heated floors, which handily prevent nightmares about glaciers chasing you.
But climate change is often interpreted as a really harebrained kind of religious fervor by people who don't subscribe to it. People who have faith in climate change don't get credit for this faith having the same legitimacy as the faith of people who believe in a God-centric universe description, and just asking the firmament for something doesn't mean you're going to get it, or that you're right.
The cloud scene.
Bye-bye!
Seen a convergence of light, cumulus, in Southern California, zipped off to take advantage. The dust devil whirls off in a busy puff, lifts and lowers a fine red dust across the cars parked next to a megamart, a thin squandered blessing of the region's last fertile topsoil. The tumbleweed rears like a stallion and takes off across Highway 66. Meets the front left bumper of a Chevy Malibu in an explosive kiss and scatters genetic code all over the median.
leaving the municipal palm alone with its thoughts and its fate.
It's only a tragedy for me. I won't ever see that sunset ever again. It's the world that abides, will survive. But am I not of the world? Is the world not of me? My life was not a mistake. It's not my fault. I was planted in the wrong place. That doesn't make me any less of a tree. Whew. I'm weak. Seeing shapes in the horizon. Parade is passing. It's no mirage. There's solidity to the procession as a whole. Things pass and pass and pass and keep on. Keep on and keep on coming. I feel an irresistibleness of things that neither threaten nor jeer nor defy, but arrange themselves in mass formations that pass and pass and keep on passing. Our whole existence is an animation of the local. The decisions were real. Creatures suffered. Trees perished. All trees pray, of course. The firmament above. The core below. When we go, we go. It's supposed to be simple. Nothing to do with what they were calling prayer. That was just some self-serving... What? No, this really isn't some convenient spiritual practice that somebody's capitalizing on. It's just how trees work. What? You don't... Look, I don't have the strength for this. Why don't you just go and read a book about trees or something? I'm sorry. I pass and pass and keep on passing. Passing out of the world, but being of the world. A glacier calving into the ocean rejoins the whole. It's just the question of when. How can anybody ever know when it's the right time, when the pattern shifts forever? Take this voice out of my mouth. I'm just a palm tree. Let me die in my own way now.
Dust. Low drifting dust. Blowing dust. Sand. Blowing sand. Low drifting sand. Dust and sand whirls. Dust storm. Heavy dust storm. Dust storm in vicinity. Heavy sandstorm. Sandstorm in vicinity. A few clouds with haze, a few clouds and breeze.
Villagers in West Sri Lanka have said they have been surprised and delighted by an unusual rainfall of small fish. The edible fish fell during a storm and are believed to have been lifted out of a river during a strong wind. Villagers said they heard something heavy falling and found scores of fish with a total weight of 50 kilograms.
Fish rain usually occurs when swirling whirlwinds over shallow water develops and water spouts. It sucks up almost anything in the water.
It is not the first incident.
I agree. In 2012, there was a case of prawn rain.
A Korean fisherman trolling off the coast of the Falkland Islands was knocked unconscious by a single frozen squid that fell from the sky and conked him on the head.
Hundreds of small catfish, trout, and perch fell during a heavy rain at Tiller's Ferry, South Carolina in June 1901. The fish were found swimming around in pools of water that had accumulated between rows of cotton on a farm.
The weather at the time was calm and it was not raining.
Although it was somewhat damp.
The fish came raining down without warning and included largemouth bass, sunfish, shad, and minnows.
Some of them were frozen and others nearly cold. Proof in this case that the fish were coming from the sky and not another source remained elusive.
A National Geographic team found that those fish were completely blind.
A shower of frogs was darkened the air and covered the ground for a long distance as the reported result of a recent rainstorm in Kansas City, Missouri.
Is there some especially froggy place nearby?
This kind of thing has happened so often, which suggests that it's a natural process.
I personally think it's divine.
Thousands of earthworms were reported on top of the snow in Norway. I must conclude, it rained worms.
I agree, they never could have wriggled out through that thick crust.
Some Scottish students also saw those worms.
How could they possibly know that they were the same worms?
I bet somebody prayed for them and got them. People need worms all the time.
Bah! You're coming at truth hard like it's a fact, when it's a perspective or math that does not fit into a scale.
I knew you in the wilderness, in the land of great drought, and the glorious beauty is a fading flower, which is at the head of the verdant valley, like the first fruit before the summer, which an observer sees. She eats it up while it's still in her hand. You can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it you do not discern the face of this time? If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or the north, there it shall lie.
It's me, the weather buoy from scene one. I just thought of something. If I was going to be proud of anything, it would be finally figuring out the whole El Nino Southern Oceanic Oscillating thing. Now that was way bigger than any one weather buoy.
Fog, mist, fog, freezing fog, shallow fog, partial fog, patches of fog, fog in vicinity, freezing fog in vicinity, shallow fog in vicinity, partial fog in vicinity, patches of fog in vicinity, showers in vicinity, fog, light freezing.